Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One or the other. Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. So paradox. Did you look that up? Paradox. You know what paradox means? It's when two things, like words or traits or situations, for example, when they seem illogical together or contradictory, but may in fact be compatible or justified or even true. That's right. When two things come together that seem to be at odds but actually, you know, require the other one. It's difficult to imagine anything more interesting about humans than how paradoxical we are. But that's not a word most of us want to apply to ourselves, because being paradoxical sounds negative, doesn't it? And we sure don't like to dwell on our negatives. Not that we have any, of course. Not that I have any, of course. We only like to dwell on the good stuff, don't we? Nevertheless, we humans are at once a sweet and sour, but always spicy Brunswick stew of paradoxes. Kelly Owyler, you know our friend and long-time brain trust member, Kelly Owyler, is a co-author of Paradoxical Thinking. She says that we have aspects of our character that we may view as negative. We may think of these things that are our traits, we may think of them as negative, and consequently, we may try to eliminate them. But here's a newsflash. Kelly's research shows that these negative aspects are, and to use her words, actually just as essential to who we are as the parts of us that we like. Thus the paradox. The negative parts of us are just as essential to us as the parts that we like. That's where the paradox is, right there. Here's what Kelly says. Eliminating our negatives is like trying to eliminate one side of a pendulum swing. She defines paradoxical thinking as accepting and valuing our paradoxes, as well as understanding those of people with whom we associate. And she says it's the process of consciously bringing together our two paradoxical sides to achieve outstanding results. Don't deny the traits of you that you're not as happy about. Don't deny them. Recognize how they actually fit into who you are. Paradoxical thinking actually gives us permission to not hate our negatives. For example, if you're sometimes intense or aggressive, I don't know who that would possibly be. We could possibly be talking about. I don't know anybody that's intense or aggressive. The other side of that pendulum swing, the other side of the intense and aggressive pendulum swing, manifests as an outgoing nature with a sense of urgency that contributes to success, perhaps in sales. Here's another example. Your family may think you're a workaholic. Your friends may think you're a workaholic, but your family benefits from the fruits of those efforts. And here's another one there. Some might consider you unorganized, but your creativity arises from regarding clutter differently than your more structured peers. You might need a little clutter to contribute to your creativity, just for you. Maybe not other people, but maybe you need that. And that's your paradox. Focusing only on the negatives of our paradoxes is not good. It's destructive. If you do that, you will harm yourself, and I think you'll hold yourself back. conversely, paradoxical thinking allows us to recognize, value, and manage both sides of the pendulum that make us who we are. Here are three, remember those three previous examples I gave you of paradoxes? Well, here they are now with paradoxical thinking. By recognizing that you may have aggressive tendencies, you can channel it appropriately and maximize that trait. Maybe you need to have a job that needs that intensity, that needs that aggressiveness. Find a way to channel that to your benefit. That's what paradoxical thinking does. Instead of not liking the fact that you're aggressive or that you're intense, find something to do with that. It's who you are. Here's another one. By accepting that you like working, small business owners, by accepting that you like working and indeed must work, you and your family can identify ways to accomplish your professional goals in concert with those of the family. Make it work for all the way around. Make the business, make your devotion to your business work with the family goals. But it takes communication, and it takes accepting that you working is not a bad thing. And here's the third one. By assigning organization to someone else, you can focus more productively on things that you see yourself, that you can see, but are outside the box for other people. By not getting caught up in trying to stay organized and decluttered all the time, like some people think think you should be, you don't worry about that. You let other people deal with that, so you can see the vision that you see. You see the world as you see it, not as other people require you to see it. That's your paradox. And finally, if you're having trouble finding your negatives, I often have that problem myself. When you see someone behaving in a way that's really annoying to you, the chances are pretty darn good. In fact, the chances are excellent that they sometimes feel the same way about you. That paradoxical thinking thing hurts a little bit sometimes, doesn't it? Humans are dimples and warts all rolled into the cutest bundles of annoyingly endearing characteristics. But remember, without the warts, our dimples wouldn't seem so cute. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'll be back with more after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. Here's Robert Craig. Take some. Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.